Thank you very much. That brings us to the end of our speakers list, and probably everyone is ready to look towards leaving the room. So let me say thank you very much. I just want to say a few words on the process before we close the meeting. I think we are all more than aware that we have been meeting and discussing against a background of evidence on our screens of civilian harm in war every hour of every day that we have met. And I think the exchange of views that we've had and the spirit with which we have had them here in this room shows that there is a strong commitment to making progress and developing a political declaration on the use of explosive weapons in populated areas. I think that is something that we need to take, that we together need to take forward. We have shown a lot of trust in each other over the last 3 days, and we need to continue to do that. Now, at the beginning of the consultations, I encourage delegations to submit their views in writing. As I said, we've received some already, but I'm just emphasizing again that any delegation who took the floor, please, if you could, forward your remarks and any specific drafting points directly to our team or to the email address GenevaConsultations@dfa.ie. And I know that many delegations are still working on them. I'm not going to set a hard and fast deadline, but I really would ask that you submit them as soon as possible, and if possible, by next Friday, Good Friday, the 15th of April. In the interest of the inclusivity and transparency that we've worked for throughout the process, with your permission, we will share these submissions on our AWEPA webpage, which is at www.dfa.ie/AWEPA. Now, the next steps we are going to take relatively quickly. We need to reflect on your statements, on your submissions, and then we would intend to further refine the text in what we would hope will be close to a final draft of a political declaration on the basis of these consultations and written submissions and ongoing discussions which we will be having with you over the coming weeks. Our aim then is to hold one final consultation of 1 day. We don't intend to hold another comprehensive reading of the text. We feel that our 3 days here was hugely productive and that the urgency and the momentum that we have leads us to, it seems realistic and feasible, to use a word, to move towards a 1 day consultation to finalise the text and make some final minor tweaks. Now, the main constraint or the thing we don't know is exactly when and where we'll have those consultations, because we need to work with UNOG on the availability of our room. But we will complete that work as soon as possible, I hope, and we would aim to have those consultations in early June. We would then aim to circulate our text 4 weeks before that, so that delegations can come with firm instructions and views on the text. So that's quite an ambitious and tight timeline. I'm very aware of that. We're looking at assessing and reviewing your contributions, coming up with the text over the next month, and then having a month in between before we meet for the final 1 day consultation. But I stress, we will remain in touch and in contact with you throughout this, because I know that work is underway and discussions are underway on formulations which will help us reach what we want, which is a strong political declaration that has impact on people's lives and on behaviour. Once the text has been finalised at that meeting, we would then look to hold an adoption ceremony in the following months, a more political level meeting. You will recall that we had planned to hold such a ceremony in Dublin in May 2020, which is already 2 years ago. And we don't yet have firm plans for such an adoption ceremony because we have been so focused on getting the strongest text possible. I think, however, that the mood and the progress that we've that we have seen over the last 3 days makes it possible for us to think about that now in more concrete terms, which we will do. So we will remain in contact with you. We will be ambitious. We will move the process forward. We will kind of try and maintain the trust that has built up in this room over recent days. And we really look forward to finalizing a meaningful political declaration with you over the next 2 months. And on that note, I know that everybody is tired. I know it's the end of the week. So all I will do now is thank you very, very sincerely. Wish you a safe journey home and a very good, relaxing weekend where you're perhaps not looking at texts on explosive weapons in populated areas. Thank you all very much, and we look forward to seeing you back here before too long. Thank you.